This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's already Sunday, the 6th day of August 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here the next 2 hours. We've hit the zeitgeist, one of the top stories. In fact, it's, according to Google, the third top story in the country this weekend, concerns martial law and concerns civil war and concerns a coup against Trump. All that thanks to Michael Savage, Kit Daniels, and then, of course, Matt Drudge, linking to our story at InfoWars.com. That's coming up in the second segment, but first.
Only 4% of those coming into the UK are refugees at present. 96% of those coming into the UK last year up to June 2015 are economic migrants.
They aren't escaping the Syrian conflict. In fact, they aren't even on the same continent. They aren't even escaping conflict in Libya. Who are they? They are the economic migrants posing as refugees under the guise of the United Nations Replacement Migration Operation, threatening the stability of Western civilization. This is no accident. You will find them in Calais, France, disrupting the highways and rioting in the streets. You will find them in Hamburg, Germany, demanding a government handout. And in numbers exceeding expectations, you will find them on the shores of Italy, if they survive the journey. Paul Joseph Watson reports new figures show that just 1.4% of migrants arriving in Italy are Syrian refugees, confirming the fact that the overwhelming majority of people flooding into Europe are economic migrants from countries not at war. The numbers obtained by Westminster via Eurostat underscore how the true nature of the migrant crisis is being completely misrepresented by the press, left-wing groups, and politicians. Over 20% of the asylum claims are from Nigerians. Bangladeshis also accounted for over 9% of asylum claims, while Pakistanis accounted for 7.5%, and migrants from the small country of the Gambia accounting for 7.9% of asylum requests. Out of the entire 248,290 asylum claims received by EU countries so far this year, just 14% were from Syrians. This includes individuals who have fake identity papers and merely claim to be Syrian to receive better treatment. As many as 15 million, a malleable globalist army of anarchy, are heading to Europe within the next 3 years, and only 10 to 15% of this mob have the skills, training, or education to fill in any gaps in European trades. The media ignores it, and the delusional sycophants in high places support the sheer madness that will replace the institutions the pawns of globalism inhabit. But one person isn't turning a blind eye. President Trump's rational proposal to the globalist invasion is a ray of hope.
The RAISE Act, R-A-I-S-E, will reduce poverty, increase wages, and save taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. It will do this by changing the way the United States issues green cards to nationals from other countries. The RAISE Act ends chain migration and replaces our low-skilled system with a new points-based system for receiving a green card. This competitive application process will favor applicants who can speak English, financially support themselves and their families, and demonstrate skills that will contribute to our economy.
Only 1 in 15 out of a million new immigrants come here because of their job skills and their ability to succeed in this economy. That means it puts great downward pressure on people who work with their hands and work on their feet. Now, for some people, they may think that that's a symbol of America's virtue and generosity. I think it's a symbol that we're not committed to working-class Americans.
We looked at countries like Canada, Australia, and others. What we're introducing today is modeled on the current Canadian and Australian systems. It's pro-worker, it's pro-growth, and it's been proven to work.
That no mockingbird media brainwashing device has questioned the lopsided globalist cuckolding of your country's future stability should ring alarm bells from sea to shining sea.
The notion that you actually think immigration is at a historic low the foreign born population in the United States today, Jim,
talking about how border crossings
work. Do you really, I want to be serious, Jim, do you really at CNN not know the difference between green card policy and illegal immigration?
John Bowne, really reporting for InfoWars.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
The world, not just the United States, sits on a knife's edge. The future, destiny of humanity is in all of our hands. More so than ever, humanity controls its environment to a great extent, controls the technological developments, controls so many aspects that to the eyes of an ancient, it would seem magic. But despite all of this, our street smarts, our cunning, our common sense has never been lower. But many a historian going back thousands of years to Babylon, Rome, and Egypt wrote that the city dweller became soft, became weak, and that then it gave rise to gangs and corruption. And finally, the nation state would become weak. The city state would become weak and would fall. But now those cycles are accelerated, compounded, as we move at light speed, literally, through the fiber optic and through the silicon interface with our human minds towards infinity. As the great social engineers of the world pretend they're God, when all they really are is parasites. Now, let's break it all down, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists have quite a job on their hands, and the media that's been tasked with this has been given quite a job to run their psyops. The CIA, 4 years ago, got Obama to get Congress to legalize the CIA and more than 30 other federal agencies to engage in direct deception of the American people. Was picked up in the Washington Post, it was picked up in Foreign Affairs, it was picked up in the Sunday Times of London, that we're going to directly lie to you now to complete the globalist takeover because, well, just half-truths haven't worked. So we're going to completely lie to you. We're going to tell you Obamacare is free. We're going to tell you you can keep your doctor. We're going to tell you that it's children coming across the border and not 80-plus percent, 83% adults. We're going to steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders when he openly won New Hampshire and a bunch of other states. And we're going to give it to Hillary. And we're going to steal it from Trump. And remember, though, they were in neocon publications like Foreign Affairs and like National Review saying, we're going to take the delegates from him. It doesn't matter if he won all these states. We're allowed to. The party picks. Well, the public didn't buy into that. And Trump challenged it, so they had to back off. But remember, they would first say, oh, we're not planning to take delegates. Well, here you are on CNN saying it. See, they'd tell conservative media it's not happening to keep you asleep. But on CNN, they'd say, of course we're not going to let Trump have the nomination. We're taking the delegates. Then they were on CNN and MSNBC with Nancy Pelosi's daughter leading the effort, saying, electors all the time who represent the delegates, it's easy for them to just say it's not going to be Trump. We're just going to not have Trump get the inauguration. We're just going to have in the Electoral College them not seat him, and then we're going to have a civil emergency, CNN said, and then we're going to have a new election run by Homeland Security. Obama signed an executive order as if they were going to go ahead with this plan. And then we're going to seat, through this new election run by the Democrats in control of Homeland Security, we're going to federalize all 50 states. All 50 attorney generals have written letters saying don't do this, including Democrats. It ends the federalist system. It's basically martial law over the electoral process. Homeland Security, run by Jay Johnson at the time, was going to federalize things. They were not going to seat Trump. They were not going to take the delegates and have the electors put him in on January 6th. He would then be sworn in on January 20th. This is the Constitution. They said, we're going to ignore all of that, and we're going to have new elections in 6 months. But until 6 months, that'd be right now, until 6 months after January 20th, we'll just put everybody that lost who were incumbents back in. And we'll have special elections in places where somebody didn't run. Now that was announced by them and put out, and then I came on the air and said, that's stealing the election, that's fraud, that's basically martial law, that violates this area of the Constitution. All 50 attorney generals agreed with me within days. They all sent letters saying, this is insane. So they had to back off. And it's the same thing now. They tried to take the nomination, then they tried to block him being inaugurated, then they tried to block people physically getting into the barriers around the mall. I was there. It took me 3 hours live on Facebook mentions being attacked by mobs of men, women, and children as shields. Because they'd say you were attacking kids, tried to push through. It took us hours and hours to get in. Then CNN showed when the gates had opened 10 minutes in to show small crowds coming in and said it was empty. No, I was there. Half the crowds were families crying that they couldn't get in, beat up with bloody noses. There's video of all of it. They would attack families with little boys and girls. We're talking 4, 5 years old. They have no shame. It was traumatizing. I began running up, screaming and cussing at police. I did. I said, you will, GD, get in there and do something. And finally, cops had tears in their eyes. They went over and arrested some people because they were ordered not to or they'd be fired. Just like you see Wasserman Schultz saying, you investigate Seth Rich, you investigate these laptops, you investigate the Pakistani government, you're going to lose your jobs. Remember that? So all of this is going on. Now, why do I tell you all that? Because we've been through this before. Because while they're on MSNBC and in Mother Jones and all these establishment publications and Foreign Affairs and Atlantic Monthly saying, don't let him get elected, have martial law, basically, have new staged elections, never let Republicans get elected again. You know, we've got to take over. We're a dying party. I mean, they admit all this, okay? While all that's going on, there's on the news saying no one's trying to take the nomination. Then no one's trying to take the electors. No one's trying to block him becoming president. That's insane. Alex Jones is insane. Now it's in Newsweek, Time, CNN, MSNBC. It's on every channel that I am insane. and that I've made up that on a Wolf Blitzer program on C-SPAN he hosted for the Aspen Institute 2 weeks ago. We played it probably 10 times here. He has the former head of national security, Clapper, with the head of CIA, Brennan, formerly, saying, don't worry, we don't need impeachment. He's going to be removed the next couple of months. The plan's already in place. Then Al Gore goes on the Late Late Show 3 days after a senior pastor that met with senior congressman that we had on goes public and says they're planning to kill him. Oh, yeah, he's now talking to Congress again. No, the plan is to kill Trump. Now, how do you counter that? You play a clip of me talking about runoff making frogs bisexual, so it makes no sense. Cut to me joking around 7 years ago in a Cobra Commander outfit, you know, in a comedy piece we did, and then you cut to this is what they actually did. Deep State is going to kill the president, Alex Jones. You read it. They never have one link. It just says he's totally insane. He's crazy. Meanwhile, I've got them all saying remove him, kill him, overthrow him, blow up the White House. So, who broke through this? Michael Savage covered it. Drudge linked to it. It's now one of the top stories in the country. We hit the zeitgeist thanks to all of you. They're now forced to cover the plan to kill the president, civil war, and more, and we could stop.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a national emergency. Important instructions will follow.
Shot fired.
Top political story. This weekend, the plan to kill the president, the plan for civil war, the plan for martial law.
Submitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes. UN peacekeeping garrisons have severed all data transmissions and telephone communications for national security. Any violation of martial law will result in immediate arrests and trial for treason. All traitors will be shot. America is now engaged in civil war.
If you are receiving this transmission,
you are the resistance.
It's Alex Jones.
Now, notice the globalists and all of their anti-American mercenary organizations are telling you they're the resistance now. No, they're the deep state. They're the foreign banks. They're the people that conquered this country. We're taking it back. We are the resistance. You are the resistance. And the enemy in publications every day on national TV says Alex Jones is writing the talking points for the Second American Revolution. He's the enemy. And then I read declassified Department of Defense documents from 3 years ago, word for word, what I'm saying. But ladies and gentlemen, they didn't get it from me. Because they're even using words I've never heard of until I looked them up that are semi-classified gestalt words that mean whole bodies of knowledge that I had to look up that I learned from. I fell down the rabbit hole yesterday because my wife was taking a continued education course for 8 hours, and so I had all four of the children, and I was in there cooking food, hanging around the house with my laptop, with my iPad all day, and I read 4 hours of documents just on McMaster, and it's everything I heard and worse. God help us. He's a Wahhabist, just like Brennan. I mean, it's beyond overwhelming. No wonder they've got former top counterterrorism FBI agents that ran whole sections saying this guy is the enemy within. Do you know how much money the Arabs have, folks? They buy people off. And I've got to apologize. I used to hear 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, the super right wing go, oh, there's a plan to merge with Islam and sell out Christianity and flood Europe with Muslims and make us take Sharia law. And it was so incompatible with the West. And I knew the left was anti-American and globalist, but I didn't think they'd ever merge with something that cuts women's genitals off with loppers and puts total bags over their heads and throws gays off buildings. And now I've got all the documents and the admissions from the Saudi Arabian government and from McMaster and from Brennan, and it's like, oh my God. And they just purged dozens of people this week and last week out of the National Security Council who are hardcore veterans, highly decorated, top strategists, tops of their class. Because you read these memos, and it's not just the one that got a bunch of attention last week. I ended up reading parts of 20, 30 memos. I mean, I couldn't stop. I said 4 hours. I did 4 hours at one stop walking around with the pad while I'm feeding the baby and making food and cooking hamburgers and everything else. And I mean, I was like out in the pool with the kids with a, you know, iPad in my hand. My kids are like, Dad, you never do this. And usually, at least on Saturday, you don't work. And I just said, I can't stop reading this. I can't stop watching this. I sent the crew like 30-something links. They can't even process it all. It's so cut and dry. I cannot believe it. I mean, it is incredible. The globalists are wild. I mean, look at demographics. There's 1.5 billion Muslims. There's about 3 billion in 2026, 2027. The numbers vary. But we're talking 9 years, 10 years. There's already 1.5 billion with a B. There was 200 million just 35 years ago. I mean, they're having 6 kids on average. And I'm not against humans, but they come from places where they're all killing each other, always one-upping who's the most radical, and they're totally incompatible. And I have a stack of news. They banned new synagogues in major cities of Australia this weekend because it, quote, makes the Muslims mad. And I'm not on one side or the other, but I'm for the side being abused. No new synagogues in Sydney and Perth and other areas. I saw mainstream news like it was a good thing. Australia bans Sydney synagogue over Islamist attack fears. I mean, see, you have to submit to Islam and take your rights away or they'll kill you. I put up a video a few months ago on YouTube of Muslims beating up a bunch of police in Sydney, and they took it down, saying it was hateful because I was showing Islam in a bad light. I can't show Muslims beating up a bunch of cops. But this isn't about the Muslims. For 1,400 years, have tried to take Europe. No one would ever let them in. We lost millions of people fighting them. The Hindus have lost 140 million people, it's estimated, fighting them. That's why you've got the Indians just completely loving Trump, because they and genetically they're just like the Muslims. They're fighting, but it's the Muslims almost always killing them. And then when the Hindus fight back, they call them radicals. The Hindus aren't attacking anybody unless you try to kill them. They're completely open to any religion that leaves them alone and lets them live. Very Americana. Why do you think Indians integrate so well into America? But I digress. Islam does not. Islam does not. And I'm just getting total chills right now because I did the whole first big segment on how they tried to take the nomination. Then they said, we're not going to let him be seated as the president. Then they physically attacked me, but I didn't care. I was watching women bleeding from the nose, and I flipped out. As people saw on tape, they started screaming at the police, what is your problem? Do something. I had like a bunch of security detail guys that had been former, you know, Marines, Army, current Navy SEALs were with us. We just ran over a bunch of them to get through and finally get in, or I was going to be late. Ran them over. But the women and children couldn't get through. We had to run over a group of people, 10 people thick, blocking us from getting in. And a woman would be on the front and run up and like punch you. And then when you ran over her, she'd scream, you attacked a woman. But what I'm getting at is this. They would say on the news, Jones is insane. No one's trying to take the electors. Jones is insane. No one's trying to take the nomination. Jones is insane. No one's going to federalize the election. Remember Obama came out and said, that guy in Texas, he's full of it. The feds don't run your election. And he already had the executive order ready. That's why they were so freaked out. See, they thought I was getting intel from Trump. It was the other way around. This stuff's all public if you research. 4 hours yesterday, the kids go to bed at 9. I was up for another 5 hours until the middle of the night, just with 3 computers on, just not listening to people on the internet, going to the documents. And we come back, I'm going to give you the next phase of it, with the documents, with the video clips, you name it. Here's the deal. They want to deny this stuff's going until they try it. Just like they want to deny there's a plan to kill Trump or remove him from office, which they say on all their media to get their people ready. But on our media, or then so-called mainstream media, they will then say, oh, nothing's happening. We're insane. Classic military tactic. They want to hit us with our feet flat. That hasn't happened. They failed again. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? we can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Show, if you're a new listener, listening on fine stations across the country, or watching us live on the internet, or an archive of this later, you want to know, why is John Oliver and Stephen Colbert and Trevor Noah and CNN and ABC and NBC and HBO, there's three programs on HBO that attack me basically every week. Homeland, it just goes on and on. Why Newsweek every day, basically? Time Magazine almost every day. New York Times, Washington Post. Why? What are they so scared of? It's because I've studied history. I'm not asleep at the wheel. Other people act like they're experts on black ops, government subterfuge, regime change. I've actually been studying it since I was about 10 years old because I just lucked into history books, thought it was fascinating, and have read probably 1,000 history books conservatively, most of them about war, military, naval strategy, both from antiquity and then even in modern times. So a lot of people pose like they're learned in government. I actually am, and I'm a private citizen. So they have this headline in Newsweek on Friday, Deep State's going to kill the president, Alex Jones claims. Then it shows nowhere from the very broadcast I did where I played Al Gore saying the president's going to be removed the next 2 months, or Brennan saying he's going to be removed the next few months, and it's not going to be from impeachment, and you can't remove him with a grand jury. And then you've got all the people saying kill him, remove him, COG, use continuity of government, declare him a Russian agent, incapacitate him, neutralize him. And our congressional sources say that means kill. Secret Service has even visited some of our sources after they've come on. And the sources say, go talk to Al Gore. Go talk to all these people that are publicly saying it. But see, as a bureaucracy, they don't want to actually stop it from happening. They want to act like they did everything they were supposed to before it happens because they've been basically ordered off of really protecting the president. And that's why the president's got his own military protectors. And I'm not going to even get into that. I'm going to stop right there. But it's known, it's the Department of Defense. From day one, he brought the military in. And they're encamped everywhere he goes. So, what do you call that? A country in the middle of a civil war? A country in the beginnings of a civil war? It's the Democrats everywhere calling for a civil emergency, for a new election, for his removal outside of law, for his death. Wolf Blitzer, a week and a half ago, he's on the Aspen Institute C-SPAN, interviewing Brennan and Clapper, former head of national security, former head of the CIA. And he says, what do you mean he's going to be removed soon? By impeachment? And they go, no. No, just suddenly. It's already happening. It's bipartisan. It's got to happen. We're going to do it. I played the clip like 10 times. Should I play it again? It's on screen for TV viewers. And then they write an article saying, out of the blue, Jones is saying this exists. Now, why do they do that? Because they don't want a debate about it. They want to try to steal the nomination quietly. They want to try to steal the electors and not let him be seated quietly. Remember all that? And then finally, we cover it, and Pelosi's daughter, a day after I was told, they had a Justice Department meeting where Pelosi ordered Lynch to have me indicted for psychological terrorism and all this stuff. And I thought it was crazy. And the next day, she goes out on Fox News and says, Alex Jones has death threatened me. He needs to be arrested. Never threatened her in any way. And then it was in Obama's executive order about 2 weeks later, early January. He says, we're going to shut down the alternative media. We're going to have new elections. We're not going to let Trump be seated as the president. We're going to have new elections. And it was all done, but they choked because they don't run the entire military or the entire FBI or the, quote, deep state. That's why. They've got Hollywood. They've got mainstream media, but they don't have the people in the government, on average, that actually pull triggers. And that's why they're putting out fake polls that Trump's really low right now. That's why they're saying he's an idiot. That's why they're saying he's got to stop communicating with the public, because they can cut him off from the public. They'll cut off his base. The American people have to realize they finally got somebody really returning power to America, really returning jobs, the economy, doing everything he said he would do. And the globalists who sold this nation out, who thought they owned it, who thought we were a $2 whore they could pimp out, they are so angry that they're not in control. Now, I've spent 38 minutes of the first hour laying out these facts before I tell you the evidence I'm about to go through. If you're a TV viewer, we've been throwing it all on screen for you. Mainstream news, bills, documents, video clips. But for radio listeners, we posted all to InfoWars.com. Like this story that went up Friday by Kit Daniels, it was top linked on Drudge and had more than 4 million people that linked through just on InfoWars.com, the power of Drudge. Last time I checked, 15,000 comments. The story has been copied on thousands and thousands of major platforms. WorldNet Daily picked it up. But the point is, It is the number one political news story online, according to Google Analytics, Twitter, you name it, of the weekend. Thanks to Matt Drudge. Thanks to Kit Daniels writing the story. Thanks to Michael Savage putting all the pieces together. All of us telling the truth, ignoring mainstream media saying it doesn't exist. And there's the article, Kit Daniels, with all the links of where they're saying they're going to kill him, where they're saying they're going to remove him outside of impeachment, which is illegal. That's the constitutional avenue. Where they're saying he's mentally ill and needs to be put in a mental institution. Where they're saying they're going to use COG and how they're going to run the pew. In mainstream elite publications, it's savage. Civil war if Trump taken down. We told you they'd try to steal the nomination. They tried, they failed. If we wouldn't have warned, and if you wouldn't have spoken out, and if Trump wouldn't have fought, he would have lost. And of course Trump saw my emergency message to him, and he came out 3 days later, he checked with his experts, he found the numbers I put out from Pew Research, Mason Dixon, and other major polling agencies was accurate about the millions of illegals voting previously. The Democrats planned to federalize through a Homeland Security the election and steal it, and Trump came out and said, I will stand against you, and they choked. And then it all came out that they tried and failed. It all came out in their own publications. So, the new news is they want to cause a civil war. They want to cause race riots, cop killing, destabilization. They can blame on Trump and have enough fear that we then accept his assassination, or he'll have a stroke or something like that, or claim he collapsed, he's had a mental breakdown, he's locked up, he disappears into an Air Force medical ward. That's all being bandied about right now. And then there's the fight by all the scum, the different factions in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party and the multinational conduits and in his own White House. The good, Trump, that good camp. The bad, McMaster, and the ugly. Kelly. I don't mean physically ugly. Kelly is an unknown quantity right now. We don't know. Trump has confidence. Kelly delivered on 69% reduction in illegals coming across. Bunch of other stuff. He has a good affinity. When I see him with the president, I get good vibes. He looks like he admires the president. And I don't think you can fake the body language I've seen from General Kelly with Trump. McMaster's day one globalist, Wahhabist, bad connections. The fourth guy Trump tried to get. Who the deep state put on him? A big problem. We have the proof coming up next segment. But the good is Trump. The bad is McMaster. The ugly job is Kelly, because he's even having to keep his people's family out right now as they engage in policy, as the globalists try to sabotage policy. They don't know if it's Ivanka. They don't know if it's McMaster. They don't know if it's Jared. They don't know if it's Bannon. They don't know who it is. Kelly has the White House Oval Office completely isolated to finally find out who the leaks are. So we're going to find out. I'm not saying Kelly's a saint. My gut level tells me that time will tell, but it's too soon to say, but I have a good feeling overall. But that said, I don't operate off feelings. It's just they're always right, but I just always disregard them. I'll go off the evidence as it arrives. Now, we're going to come back and lay all this out, how we stop them having civil war, how we stop them killing Trump, how you stop them, and how we have victory.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, you and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise, be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now, 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We have the top Democrats, the top rhino Republicans out there saying remove Trump. We've got Madonna and countless others saying kill him, blow up the White House. We've got elite policy papers like Atlantic Monthly and others saying remove him using martial law under continuity of government, have new elections run by Homeland Security, by the Democrats, remove all the Republicans, including in state houses, that got elected, saying it's all Russian. This is so outrageous that all 50, you can search engine that, all 50 attorney generals sent a letter to Obama before he left saying, please rescind your executive order, saying that you're federalizing elections. Now, they've moved on to saying, we're about to remove him the next month or two. This week marks 2 weeks since this started. So they said 2 weeks ago, what names? Clapper, Brennan, Al Gore, others, that within a month or two, the steps are being taken to remove Trump outside of the Constitution, outside of impeachment in the House and in the Senate. You indict in the House, try in the Senate, outside of all this, They don't have the votes to do it. Trump has the legislative, the executive, the judicial, though just barely. It's all in Kit Daniels' article on Infowars.com. And the reason it's important is it's not just Democrats saying, let's have a civil emergency, let's have civil war, let's kill everybody, let's take over. It's Savage, Michael Savage, Dr. Savage, smart guy, saying, the American people, if you try this, Democrats, I'm warning you. I'm going to play some clips next hour. I'm warning you, people are going to stand up against you. So, yes, we're hoping to peacefully fix this through information warfare, through the truth, our big weapon. It's how little old InfoWars, though we reach millions a day, we're still small compared to the whole fleet of mainstream media together. They're all small now, but together they're quite large still, putting out hoaxes, putting out racism, putting out lies, putting out, you know, globalism. But because of you, the audience, taking action, we're formidable. And now you hear Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh. I was told about it yesterday, and I went and looked at it. I mean, Friday, Sean Hannity was like InfoWars. Even the Washington Post wrote about it. But it's not that Hannity's even getting it from me. It's what's happening. So Savage says, what is going to happen in this country? You have not seen mob violence in this country. You've seen some mob violence against, instigated by Soros mobs. You haven't seen anything, I'm telling you, is coming to this country. You haven't seen the day of the locusts yet. Then he lays out what's going to happen. You can look at the demographics of countries like Venezuela that were prosperous, somewhat right-wing, went left-wing, collapsed, fell apart demographically. People went communist. There's really no coming back from that. They're in a civil war right now, government collapse, martial law. Here, you can have a populist, hardcore, focused, armed population of 15%, and even if a fraction of them fight back during civil war, we win. I mean, we have like 50% are somewhat awake, hardcore, and armed. That's 50% are armed and hardcore. Like 70% are armed now. That's the biggest demographic shift, is liberals are going out and buying guns. They think for right-wingers, but they're joining us in waking up being individualist in that very process. I talk to all the gun shops, you know, here locally. I talk to them nationally, and they say, oh, it's almost all liberals. And the process of coming in, getting a gun, getting training, being scared of the right-wing gun instructor, they finally wake up and have like cathartic epiphanies and go, oh my gosh, you're not right-wing, you're not left-wing. You know, when they meet the lesbian, you know, gun instructor, who isn't liberal, who isn't conservative, they're just pro-self-defense, and the whole paradigm caves in. And that's why the globalists had to stop it, because the Democrats have extincted their own party. They've discredited themselves. Even if they kill Trump, kill me, you're already awake. You know what's going on better than I do in many cases. And the idea's out there, and people understand what's going on, and there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. They confiscated in the last 50 years 99% of the guns for the Venezuelan people. 1960s, they were as rich as we were, populist country, armed, free market, based on that, and then they listened to the siren song of socialism. And they told the middle class, oh, it's too bad you're wealthy. Give up your money. Give up free market for the poor, you know, villagers. And the villagers bought into it. And then they blew up the golden goose. They slit the golden goose's throat. They gobbled down the meat. And then the goose is gone. It's gone. And now your country's burning down, even though you are rich in gold, rich in minerals, rich in rubies and emeralds and diamonds, and rich in trees, and rich in culture, and rich in oil and natural gas, and on and on and on and on and on. Venezuela has as much oil as the U.S. But you can't feed your people, because communism doesn't feed anybody but evil globalists. So, here's the big takeaway. There's an article by Kit Daniels that has been the top political story since Matt Drudge linked to it on Friday. And Drudge has linked to a lot of our stuff over the years. And some of it goes big, some of it doesn't. But Drudge is the biggest window into the media, the biggest stargate to really push something out to the next level there is. It's the biggest website in the world. It's like number two or three total. But when it comes to news, it's number one. It's in the top three total sites in the world. Not news sites, all sites. Number one news site. And it went super, super crazy town. The link went off a few hours ago. it's probably the biggest grudge link we've ever had. I mean, as of this morning, I made some calls. 4 million independent IP addresses clicked on our story. 4 million. And then they spread it, and they posted it, and this will be the talk of talk radio this week. You know how satisfied I am when they tried to block their plan to steal the nomination from Trump. And I made phone calls and did some things, but didn't get through the president that day, but he did watch the video, and a month later called me, and we had a little talk about it. And I only say that to rub it in the globalist's face. And then he went out, fought back against it, and got the nomination. And the same thing with trying to steal the electors. And the same thing with claiming nobody came to his crowds or whatever. And now they want to openly talk about killing him, overthrowing him. They want to go shopping around Congress how they're going to do it. And then think, we're not going to have congressmen on about it. We're not going to have witnesses on about it. We're not going to have black ops army colonels on about it. You don't think Lou Dobbs isn't going to talk about it, and Colonel Schaefer isn't going to talk about it, and Rush Limbaugh isn't going to talk about it, and Michael Savage isn't going to talk about it, and you don't think that's going to happen? And we blew you wide open. Our audience got that article out. Drudge got it out, and now it's in the zeitgeist. The number one political story, the number three story on Facebook, Twitter, Google, number three story total. Number one political, Kit Daniels, down your reactor shaft, boom. How does it feel? You have been fighting around the clock to run around in your demographic publications where you know no libertarians or conservatives read it, saying kill him, murder him, remove him, black ops, we're ready, to try to legitimize it to all your own people in government who are scared to do it, scared to commit the crime outside the Constitution. You don't want to have a debate while you're organizing the people for the violent coup, and now a big giant 10 trillion Q-beam spotlight just hit your ass like your Count Dracula in the middle of the Sahara Desert, in the middle of the afternoon, and you are on fire. You are burning down. Your plan for the coup is burning to the ground in front of us. Just like I told everybody how your polls were fake and showed everybody the Google bots and the Facebook bots that, oh, only certain corporations have access to. I can't even buy access to it, but we have sources. And we broke the Google and the Bloomberg data bots, and others picked up on it. Trump was really 15 points ahead, not 15 points behind. The AI knows. Yes. Yes. Trump was at like 65 points at his July nomination. And he was close to that on the 20th. He's lost about 5 points. He's down to about 60 right now with likely voters. It's a little less, obviously, like 55 or so with the general public. That dwarfs the Democrats, who have like a 9% approval rating in national polls. Everyone hates that mummy Pelosi stumbling around. We're winning if you simply take action and spread the word and realize what they're doing. Trump has totally carried the country on his back and delivered on crushing globalism, defending free speech, getting jobs, getting the stock market up, trying to get small business loans. He's protecting our borders. And people that want instant gratification and are bitching, you're crazy. Speaking of support, we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. The enemy hates it. That's how we fund ourselves. We've got a lot of big specials running. We call it the 1776 specials. The biggest specials ever on Brain Force, our amazing nootropic. It's 1776 right now. But regardless, you can't lose. Just buy a bottle of it today. A Hillary for prison shirt, you name it, and support the transmission. Whatever you do, spread the word.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.